Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura with you for your Scouting Combine update for Friday here live in Indianapolis, where the offensive linemen and tight ends took the field for the first on-field drills, going through all the paces. They had their position-specific drills in addition to doing all the regular testing. That would be the running, the 40-yard dash, the broad jump, and, of course, checking their vertical so you could see what kind of an explosive athlete you truly are dealing with. The big news, however, though, didn't involve those positions, which we'll get to in a second. It involved Jameis Winston. Apparently had to have an MRI on his shoulder. They were worried they found some weakness near a nerve. It's been checked out. Much ado about nothing. Winston addressed the media today saying, I still am going to throw at the combine. And his quarterback coach, George Whitfield, saying, listen, I saw him. He threw for about 90 minutes on Tuesday. His velocity is improving. Nothing to see here. And again, Winston confirming he will throw at the combine tomorrow. For the offensive lineman, tackle Brandon Scherff, thought to be one of the best players at his position in the draft, injured his hamstring, wasn't able to finish the drills today. The tight ends went through their drills. Number one tight end, Max Williams, the redshirt sophomore from the University of Minnesota, turned in a disappointing 4.940 on his first try, then came in at 4.77. Officially, they're saying 4.78 for Williams. It's certainly slower than you would have wanted, but showed great hands in the drills. Soft hands caught everything thrown his way. And a lot of people say, listen, he's not a burner. Compare him to kind of a Jason Witten type. Knows how to get open, knows how to block, and also can catch football, make plays after he catches it. They still think he could go towards the end of the first round. And depending on what happens with Jordan Cameron, perhaps Max Williams is somebody that the Browns could have their eye on here. Don't forget to stay tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all the latest combine videos. We've talked to many national football experts, of course, national draft experts as well here at the combine as the media have descended on Indianapolis. And also Saturday, tomorrow, be sure to check out my exclusive one-on-one interview with Browns head coach Mike Pettine live from Indy. Stay warm out there, Cleveland, and we'll be back with more right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.